Moral relativism is an old concept that seemed to grow in popularity in the 19th century, and it seems to have become the dominant view in Western ethics today in the 21st century. It's seen in politics, in governance, in universities, and in the personal moral choices that large swaths of people make in their everyday lives. Moral relativism is the view that moral judgments can be seen as true or false according to a historical, cultural, or social context. So, according to moral relativism, two people from two different situations could disagree on whether a particular action was right or wrong. And they would both be right. Both should be accepted as valid. You have your truth, I have my truth, and both of them are right. Moral relativism was born in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve gave in to the temptation of Satan and refused to submit to the truth of God, who told them, "Do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." And it was Satan, the master of moral relativism, who told them, "Don't worry about it. You can decide what's right or wrong for yourselves relative to whatever's going on in your life. You have your truth, and God has his truth. And both of them are right." On this Solemnity of All Saints, I think it's important to point out that moral relativism never, does not, has not produced saints. Saints instead are produced through moral absolutism, which embraces the objective truth of the commandments, the objective truth of the Beatitudes, which we heard listed in our gospel this morning, and the objective truth of the greatest of the commandments, to love God with all our hearts, minds, and souls, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. The Solemnity of All Saints gives us the opportunity to honor all those holy men and women who have gone before us, committed to the absolute truth of loving God and neighbor. They are part of what we call the Church Triumphant. They are the ones in white robes, as described in our first reading from the book of Revelation. These are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. One of the roles of the Church Triumphant is to assist us who are part of what is called the Church Militant. The Church Militant is made up of all of us who are baptized into the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. All of us who strive to embrace the objective truth of the gospel. The saints in the Church Triumphant give us hope. And we need hope because life is hard. It is hard because this world in which we live is fallen and filled with obstacles to justice, peace, and true happiness. Because the truth is, each one of us carries within us, to one degree or another, fallen human nature that can at times flirt with moral relativism, tending toward selfishness and sin. And as a result, the life of every Catholic here on earth is a hard battle to stay faithful to Christ and to help others to do the same. And that is why we look to the Church Triumphant for hope and help. They give us hope because they made it. They triumphed. Surrounding us in the cathedral today are various images of saints that we have chosen to highlight during this year of the Eucharist. They are saints who, in one way or another, had a particular devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. They triumphed. I noticed, too, that a few of our kids are dressed as saints today. If you're dressed as a saint, would you stand up in your pew so we can see your A couple saints back there. Grayson is a saint. Where's Savannah? Okay. Great. So not only do we have, you know, saints surrounding us, but we have images of saints with our own kids, huh? Reminding us that the saints triumphed. All of them have set aside their own pride and served God and neighbor, motivated by sacrificial love and a commitment to objective truth. So they give us hope. And they give us help through their prayers. Just as I ask you for prayers and you ask me for prayers, so too we ask the prayers of the saints in heaven. And they hear us, because death does not separate us from them because of the power of the resurrection. A saint is officially canonized today only after miracles are obtained through his or her intercession. And as you know, saints have been associated with specific intentions throughout the centuries. We call them patron saints. There are patron saints of firemen and teachers, blind people, air traffic controllers, those struggling with bodily impurity, doctors, those who are dying, students, police officers, women in labor, parish priests, people suffering from cancer, salesmen, people with addiction, prostitutes, bishops, and thousands of other patron saints who stand ready to pray for us in the church militant as we too struggle toward eternal life. One of the beautiful truths of this Solemnity of All Saints is that we too, every single one of us, has the opportunity to join these saints in heaven. And because of that, there is a possibility that someone sitting in here today might have their image displayed in the cathedral at some point in the future as a canonized saint. It is possible. And even if we are not officially canonized saints by the church, if we make it to heaven, we are no less of a saint than Thomas Aquinas or Maximilian Kolbe. I firmly believe, for example, that my grandparents and my friends like Deacon John Cecilia are saints, now enjoying eternal life forever in heaven. We ask for the prayers of all the saints on this day, for the grace to embrace the objective truth of the Beatitudes and of serving God and serving our neighbor as ourselves.